You too.
Happy hoops, happy college football playoff, whatever your preference on this Saturday, right? Saturday?
Hey, no doubt about it.
Saturday. We've got Macon and Boonville to start us off. Boonville's rocking kind of like an alternate, actually. Alternate type of road jersey. And then you've got the Macon-Boonville boys to follow. Moberly-Warrenton girls, then the Moberly-Warrenton boys. So we have a quad header here at MACC today. How was your Christmas, Scott?
It was not too bad. I got to go home, see a little bit of the family over a span of 3 days. Took advantage of a little birthday dinner as well in the process, and then came back Christmas night.
With a new wardrobe, too.
Theoretically.
What do you mean, theoretically? Literally.
Hey, well, yeah, you got a point there. Very valid.
The Boonville Lady Pirates, now members of the Tri-County Conference, and they are a powerhouse. 7-2 on the year. 5 straight NCMC championships to close out their tenure in that conference. 31 straight victories to close out their tenure in that conference. And they're going to pressure you, get out and run a little bit. About as well a coach team as there is in the area.
Boonville's a very balanced team, and they've managed to show that throughout their NCMC play, and they're no different switching over to conferences. They got a big post inside presence for Jamie Lemons, who will be playing softball at Columbia College next spring. So she's going to have a big impact on this game, and also they have a lot of good shooting guards as well. This will be a good test for a young Macon team that saw 5 starters graduate from 1 year ago.
And, yeah, right on line with that, you had Macon actually fall to Boonville last year 56-33 prior to the graduation of those 5 starters. Meanwhile, Boonville has back a couple of its best players from a year ago, most importantly the 3-time first-team All-Conference, 2-time Crest All-Star performer in Jamie Lemons. She's a beast down low for the Lady Pirates. A double-double threat anytime she steps on the floor. Boonville's in its roadblocks with white numbers. Macon home whites, black numbers, orange trim. That's 6-3 on the season. And it's Macon with the opening tip left to right at Moberly Area Community College. It's Simmons-John Arena. It's bobbled in the middle of the floor and a takeaway. Right on cue, exactly what you do not want to do against the Lady Pirates. Left block, layup drops home for Courtney Kendrick. Oh, no. 2-0 the lead for Boonville, 30 seconds played. Macon will use some hockey lines today. Hawkins right block, kick out. Right elbow jump shot, back iron, brick, tip up, and a rebound for Lemons. Boonville basketball right to left. Bass holds right wing. The left-hander tosses near side. Addison Brownfield, a freshman with her first touch, and she's a stud. 16 points per game. Long possession for the Lady Pirates. Minute 10 play. Bass zigzags left block, a lot of contact, and a travel call.
It'll be very important for Macon to really establish some sort of defensive presence early in this game, especially if you expect this hockey subs change that Ben Sommer really loves using with this Macon Tigeret team. If they can manage to play some defense and stay fresh, it'll give the Tigerettes some confidence, especially early.
Hawkins, right block layup, back iron, drops off left offensive board, and a foul called on the way back up. And that call goes against Lemons. And the first free throw is true. Sydney Miller, a senior for the Tigerettes. And her second free throw goes. So we are tied at 2. Minute and a half play. Up top, Kendrick hoists a 3. Can't connect. Rebound underneath Lemons. Left block back up 2.
It's going to be a tough matchup on the inside, having Jamie Lemons with that size and also skill on the inside. It'll be tough anytime she gets anything inside. You have to play your physical if you're making.
And a turnover on the inbound after the bucket, and a foul called on the near side. That's on Lexi Miller, her first. Kendrick to inbound baseline on the Ian Greyhounds. Or Brownfield, pardon me, who gets right back and throws up top. Schnitzler sidearms a three, back rim, and a rebound underneath for Macon. Tigerettes basketball left to right. In the home whites, black numbers and orange trim. And we have a whistle in transition. It's on Addison Brownfield, her first. 4-2 the score.
Well, just a hair too aggressive by Boonville on the trap. Not necessarily a foul you want to take that early.
4-2, the Tigerettes trail, 2:20 played. And another turnover near midfield, or near midfloor, and a left block layup for Bass scores it. And we have a 30-second timeout for Macon right on cue. 6-2 the lead for Boonville. 2.5 played. One of the things we run into, Scott, it seems like all the time with Boonville, you don't want to call them a system team by any means, because I feel like that almost does a disservice, or at least that's the way people intend to interpret that.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, they run a system, this 1-2-2 back in the zone, et cetera, and they've just always had phenomenal athletes who they've just been able to plug in regardless of graduation, and they can run you off the floor in a hurry.
Yeah, no doubt about it. The thing that really impresses me, you mentioned that just kind of the plug and play in some ways, the speed is what really is what's impressive in that 1-2-2 kind of deal, because in order to run that, you need to be in position pretty much at all times, and then when you're going off the floor, it's got to be pretty much unison.
Macon basketball out of its 30-second timeout, 2:40 expired, 6-2 the lead for Boonville. Left side three for Macon, halfway down and out. Offensive board though, Hawkins over the shoulder, short shot swishes.
And in order to exploit that, if you're to Macon Tigerettes, is you're going to need a lot of inside-out presence to box that 2-1-2 square on the inside, and then that's going to open up some side shots. So I don't have an issue with Macon trying to take some chances on that front.
And we have a foul on the other end of the floor, 6-4 Boonville's lead, 4:54 to play, first quarter. Brownfield to inbound baseline, near corner catch for Kennedy Renfro. Her sister, a former Crest All-Star, she launches a three, bullseye. 9-4 Boonville's lead, 4:40 to play in the first quarter. Here's that one, 2-2, as Boonville defends left to right. Into the middle, jump stop, scoop out near wing. Couple of ball fakes. Katie Richardson needs some help. Boonville calls for a trap and a steal. Left block layup, Brownfield rolls out. Offensive board follows short. Still on the baseline, Macon rebounds it.
That was a good sneak by Brownfield on the backside with the open look to get that steal, and Brian Arcucci gets an error.
And outlets to Bass, whose left block layup follows through.
That's such an underrated play, Eric. That side trap that you sneak in over on the edge of the court, you're not anticipating it if you're on the offensive side, especially when you call it.
Meanwhile, beautiful work on the other end of the floor. Wyatt open inside to score it, 11-6 Boonville's lead. Transition the other way, offensive foul. That's the second on Brownfield, 11-6 Boonville, 3:43 to play first quarter. That 1-2-2 set up right here, even off an offensive foul. As Tony Vestal, the head coach of the Lady Spartans, says Boonville will go off a make or a miss. We've already called Moberly and Boonville, which was a dominant win for Boonville. Left side, short shot misses short. Tie up and a jump ball, and possession remains with the Tigerettes of Macon. Up top, another tie-up, back-to-back jump balls, one pass, and then a tie-up. And no, it's a foul actually from the other side of the floor. They actually call that on Macon. That looked like a pretty routine tie-up, but rather it is a foul on Macon. Boonville leads this one 11-6, 2:20 to play first quarter, and Lady Pirates possession in the front court. Up top, Weibel. Over the head pass, near side, Renfro drives, hands off near corner. In the middle, fall away shot is too strong for Kendrick, and a rebound for Macon.
Tigerettes changing up in a matchup zone on the defensive side after starting into a 2-3 zone for the first part.
Near side three-pointer, well long. Far side, it's tipped around, scrap for it, and a jump ball called. Macon should have just grabbed that. I think they were ready to let that go out of bounds, but they're the ones who shot it over the rim, so it would have been Boonville possession, and it is Boonville possession regardless. Push. 11-6 Boonville, 2:45 first quarter. Right corner, Kendrick swings right corner. Gets back, lobs middle, Lemons. Powers up and scores.
Good lunge forward there by Lemons to get a little extra mustard on that shot.
13-6, her Lady Pirates lead, 2:25 to play first quarter. Left side, Miller stops left block, rolls it out left corner. Trap.
Come near side.
Bounce pass, right block, good call, hacked. Alex Wyatt will head to the line on Lemons' second foul. A couple of key pieces for Boonville now with two fouls.
You like the good ball movement, just that kind of situation with the Boonville defense pressing especially into the paint. You want to try and get that outside, and it opens up a good, at the very least, a long look too. You might be able to cash in some points as the first one goes in. But if not, maybe even a three.
Wyatt bends, releases, and can't hit the second free throw. Long rebound for Boonville. Kendrick into the front court for the Lady Pirates. Jarek Hunziker calls the play, former Crest Coach of the Year. Up top, Schnitzler. Diminutive guard tosses near wing. Into the near quarter for Eichelberger. Both these teams with a deep bench. Schnitzler right side. Hands off right wing Renfro, who bombs it near corner. Three for Weibel, well long. And a rebound, Lexi Miller. The Tigerettes into the front court. Minute 35 to play first quarter with a 13-7 deficit. Bounce pass, left block, layup, Wyatt blocked from behind, but a foul called, and free throws again. This time the foul on Kendrick. And the first free throw for Wyatt goes through, so she's now 2 for 3 at the line. 13-8, Boonville's advantage, minute 27, first quarter. And the second free throw rattles home. 3 for 4 at the line is Wyatt. Up top, Eichelberger holds right hip, fires near corner. Schnitzler flips out. Kendrick stops and pitches up top for Schnitzler. Bass deep right wing back into the game for Boonville. Kendrick up top. Attacks middle, scoops out. Long possession for Boonville with the wheel play running. Near corner, Kendrick crosses over. Probes left block. Over that pass into the middle. Maybe some overpassing as it's turned over. And out of bounds near sideline. And a possession to make it. Pass in the middle, tipped and taken. Too easy. Weibel, right block, layup, well off. Didn't even touch rim. And a foul called on the rebound.
Looked like they were getting a little closer to a 5 second. I think that's why that pass got a little forced. Not the place you want to go in that situation, right in the middle of the court. Too easy for Boonville, but you can't blame Macon for making that pass because it was almost 5 seconds.
That foul was on Weibel. Making into the front court. Left side, short shot contested, but no problem for Lex Laney Balance. Up top, catch and shoot three. Kendrick can't bury it. Long rebound near side, Milburn. Possession stays with Macon on the rebound. 10 seconds, first quarter. Right block, layup, Hawkins front, rim drops.
It's a good bounce back after a tough start for the first quarter for the Tigerettes.
We are tied at 13 after a quarter. You're listening to 99.9 The Captain, CentralMoInfo.com.
With a just reduced pricing from John Deere, you can now get more for less with Seitenstricker by your side. Get a new Deere for the new year for less with a John Deere 1023 tractor, just reduced to $8,599 and nothing down with 0% for 60 months. And for work or play, get a RSX 860M Gator utility vehicle for just $11,995. Visit any Seitenstricker location or Seitenstrickers.com.
Offer ends 1/31/2019. Some exclusions apply. See dealer for details.
This is probably the most important radio ad you will ever hear. This is Andy Bush with Macon Atlanta State Bank in Macon and Monroe City. When you use our app to do your banking, all your bank information stays secure. Your banking is done on the app, not on the phone or tablet. And when you close the app, all your information remains on our computer, not on your phone or tablet. And that's important because no one can pick up your phone and access your bank accounts. It all happens here at Macon Atlanta State Bank in Macon and Monroe City, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
We're back at the Peach Sport and Spine Holiday Shootout. Eric Duick, Scott Lunty tied at 13, started the second quarter. For those who may be driving around enjoying our broadcast here, we'll let you know that Notre Dame and Clemson are tied at 3 late in the first quarter. Already some controversial fumble calls in that one.
You are so kind to our captain listeners.
I am. You got it. They call me a man of the people.
That's what they call you.
That's what I call
myself. Okay.
In the middle, Hawkins zips it right block, short shot well long, never had a chance, making the offensive rebound. Still tied at 13, 20 seconds into the second. Near side of the floor, Maddie Frazier in for the first time, and she corrals again. Passes near corner. A lot of ball movement on both sides. Pass in the middle, too much ball movement, and again leads to a turnover. Brownfield weaves right block, spinning layup front rim, tipped up, and a rebound make in.
I've been impressed for the most part, aside for a couple of just errant passes from the Macon Tigerettes, just the way they're getting to the inside. Boonville's getting a little too aggressive in that 1-2-2, and it was basically an 11-4 game to start things out, and then Macon clawed back and made it 13 apiece, and a lot of that was just solely getting a little bit of presence on the inside, and they've been able to get a couple of buckets, and a lot of that is coming off the ball moon and expanding that 1-2-2 defense.
Yeah, they've been able to get it in the middle of the floor quite a bit with the 1-2-2 coming back. Minute played, second quarter, tied at 13. Peak Sport and Spine Holiday Shootout. One thing we haven't hit on yet, Scott, always have to love, and we'll talk about this throughout the day, but you always got to love a couple of good teams getting out in the middle of the break. It helps eliminate that funk. Prevents you from getting tired and bored practicing. You get to come out and play a high-quality game as an near-side jump shot for Sidney Miller's missed, and we've gotten over the back call.
Yeah, for a lot of these teams, they're going to have about at least a week, or they had a week or so off from last week. You couldn't play any games from Saturday, or take that back, Sunday and beyond. There were a couple games in the area this past Saturday, but you weren't able to do that, and then you got the New Year's Eve holiday coming up here in just a couple of days, and obviously not a lot of people are going to be playing during that, and then people are going to get back into the swing of things in a week. So this tournament in of itself is good just to have a little bit of a tie over prior to getting into January, February, and then hopefully for some people March.
Brownfield up top, bullies inside, short shot, doesn't touch rim, offensive board and follow, no Kendrick, another try, still short, and now she draws a foul. and will head to the line. Also, let's not forget this year, maybe even more so than past years, particularly with our quadruple header here, these are games where I would say you have more at stake from the standpoint of, for both these teams, an opportunity to pick up an important win as the first free throw rattles home for Kendrick. Then you've got Moberly-Warrington, though. They're in the same district. So that's a
both of those games will both of those games will have that will have significant implications, no doubt about it. And if you're the Lady Spartans on that side, as second shot is good for Boonville and they have a 15-13 lead, it gives you an opportunity to learn about someone, and you might see them in districts down the road potentially. It goes a long way in regards to when the athletic directors and coaches are debating seedings end of January, beginning February. And also, it gives you an opportunity to clean things up if, for example, you're the Lady Spartans or the Lady Warriors. The two teams might meet up again in the Warrington tournament here in a couple weeks.
Boonville possession on the near side, turnover, 15-13 it leads, 2 minutes into the second. And again, both these are high quality teams on the girls' side. Opportunity to, even not being in the same district, still a chance to boost your resume. And certainly on the boys' side, too, that's a chance for both those teams. That should be a very competitive game. I think that might be the two boys' games, very competitive games on paper.
Caro Clapton last night on both the girls' and boys' sides. They're likely, both those teams are prone to potentially be district champions. That could be a sectional matchup down the road as well.
There you go. Short shot missed inside. Neither team has found its rhythm near the rim yet. Almost 3 minutes played in the second quarter. 15-13 Boonville leads. Near wing Richardson, back near corner for Sydney Miller, pardon me. Over to the left side. Short layup for this time for Lexi. Blocked out of bounds, but it stays with the Tigerettes. Lemons comes back in. Renfro departs. Richardson pumps, lobs, middle taken. Steal, outlet, Brownfield, 2-on-0, right block, layup, deuce. And a 30-second timeout for Macon. Those are the first points for the freshman Brownfield, who averages 16.5 points per game on an efficient 48% from the field. 17-13, the lead for Boonville, 4:48 to play in the first half.
And we got to thank some sponsors in the process for making this holiday shootout possible, which include our friends up at Kanaka Brands, local producer of Bangor Frozen Foods, Macon R1 School District, the Macon Healthcare Center, the Pear Tree Kitchen and Bar, Samaritan Hospital, where patients are the priority, Ryan Roebuck, your State Farm insurance agent, Long Branch Trophy and Awards, Shannon Ray, your local shelter insurance agent, all of Macon, World Finance and Tax Service of Moberly, Horizon Credit Union, Macon, Cheriton, Knox, Monroe, and Sullivan Counties, Rick's Service, Tire and Bevere, Macon, Atlanta State, Bacon, Macon, and Monroe City, Darren Dinger, Furniture, Boonville, and CNR Market of Macon, Centralia, Fayette, Slater. Can I say this really fast? Shelbina, La Plata, Edina, Cahoga, Monroe City, California, Boonville, and Fulton. Take it away, Eric.
He's got Lunti. I'm Eric Duick, 4:40 to play first half, 17-13 Boonville. Macon possession in the front court. Left side, Miller. One hands it near corner. Jump shot, bricks it. Baseline out of bounds. And a jump ball as the crew determined it did not know who lost possession. Or not rather, who lost possession. Who touched it last, I should say. Because of that, they go with Boonville on the possession arrow. And credit to him, he didn't know, didn't make it up. Right side, Weibel. Over the head, middle, Eichelberger. Swing near side, Schnitzler. Macon's in man-to-man, but it's been a pretty perimeter-oriented attack for both teams, and we have a blocking foul inside on a cutter with 4:13 to play in the first half and a 17-13 Boonville lead. That one went on Wyatt, her first. Pass deflected, back out of bounds, far side, stays with Boonville. don't think either team has played its best by any means. You've had a lot of misses around the rim, but I will say I do think they're both ready to play, which is kind of a 50-50 proposition at holiday time when you get into this environment, as we have a travel call here.
The execution hasn't been all that bad either. It's just a matter of getting some of these buckets to fall. Game's had a little bit of flow to it, which is definitely a nice thing.
Loose near side, another turnover, knocked out of bounds, possession of Boonville. Lob, right block, Lemons, in a scrap now, loses it near the ankles. Do we have another jump ball? We do, and it is a Macon possession this time around. 3:45 to play in the first half, 17-13, Boonville's lead. Both teams have wasted some opportunities here. Both have moved the ball. Maybe at times they've even been overpassive. Right block, Wyatt, but Lemons, what a step through from behind, but she turns it over. Right block, layup, and a bucket for Lexi Miller.
That's just simply not giving up on the play. Good work there by Lexi Miller, just staying on it, getting the turnover and an easy layup.
Yeah, interesting play there. Lemons had stepped behind from her post-defense position, got the interception, but then turned it over and now scores on the other end.
Lemons just made her body skinny between two Tigerettes and just went right through both of them and with a nice little left-hand hook shot. Beautiful play there.
19-15 the lead for Boonville. Short shot off glass. Deuce. Katie Richardson with her first points. And 19-17 is Boonville's lead. 2:50 to play first half. A handful of subs set to return for the Lady Pirates. A couple of them are starters. Schnitzler near wing. Wheels up top. Brownfield right corner. Cross court pass. Lemons post catches off a tip, tries to spin, but she's knocked off her feet. And another scrap for it. And another jump ball, and possession stays with Boonville. What are we at? 9, 10 jump balls in this one so far? Something like
probably
that.
Probably around there.
Boonville's edge, 2:25 to play first half. Again, last year, in a game in the Centralia Tournament Championship, Boonville had a decisive win, and they've got more players back. Right block, left, Brownfield finishes off the glass.
Addison Brownfield.
21-17 Boonville, 2:10 first half. Left block, layup, bottom of the rim, rebound Boonville. Outlet to a wide open Brownfield, 1-0, right block, layup, count it. 6 for the freshman Brownfield.
That's just a byproduct of quick transition up to the right side of the floor, and Brownfield is in it alone.
23-17 Boonville, minute 45 to play first half. Jared Hunziker's talked about how a lot of his athletes over the years have actually been soccer or volleyball first players, as it's out of bounds near sideline, or softball in many cases. A lot of his players, despite his program's historic run of 5 straight conference championships, are often basketball second. But he does say the Brownfield freshman has been one of those basketball first players, and it shows, as she's averaged 16 a game thus far in her first 9 career games. A near corner 3 is too strong for balance, and the rebound goes to Brownfield, the freshman, who dances into the front court and finds Kendrick, the sophomore transfer from Prairie Home, 8-footer off glass front rim, tipped up, rebound Macon. Minute 20 to play first half. Cross court pass right into traffic and an interception for Renfro, who outlets Brownfield, who plucks high, ball fake, right block, runner traveled. Lemons checked out in that last sequence. She'd be one of those who qualifies as basketball second. She's committed to play softball at Columbia College. It's a good problem to have.
It is a good problem to have. These two teams are playing a much different style of basketball. You can see what Macon's trying to do right now, right on cue with the steal. It's Boonville trying to go into quick transition and get the bucket. Boonville likes to go up-tempo, fast pace, and try and get the steals in their buckets that way. Macon's trying to go methodical and have ball movement to set up their offense. And right now, Boonville's winning the transition game.
they really prey on some of these long passes we're seeing out of Macon, too much so. Bass scored on the two-on-one. Milburn with the ball, fake left side, jumper's blocked. Rebound Boonville, 25-17 its lead. 30 seconds to play first half. Bass near corner, three halfway down. Rebound Macon, Hawkins bobbles, it's still loose, but the Tigerettes corral. They're into the front court with 20 seconds first half and an 8-point deficit. Boonville's got its transition game going this corner. Out of bounds near side, possession remains with Macon. That's the one thing you can't do. You start trying to throw it cross court side to side. We're seeing too many passes that are exceeding 10 feet, and that's gotten Macon in some trouble. It can hold for one here.
Important to get a bucket here.
5 seconds first half. Lob, taken. Eichelberger outlets and the half ends. 25-17, Boonville leads at the break. Eric Tuick, Scott Lunte with you on Regional Radio. We'll step aside, come back, recap the first half numbers on The Captain.
Mazumac offers you the best of both worlds. Mazumac is a co-enrollment program that ensures acceptance to the University of Missouri. Experience everything university student life has to offer while enjoying the massive tuition savings of MACC. Capitalize on your A-plus program by using it toward your Mazumac education. This just might be the smartest way to become a Tiger. Stop waiting and emerge as a Mazumac student today. MACC, the college for you.
Macon Healthcare Center in Macon is a proud supporter for the Macon Tigers. Not only is their center dedicated to the individual, their partners are committed to the community to which they belong. Throughout the year, they sponsor various activities to give back to the folks in their community and their extended families. When everyone is doing their job with excellence, then great things happen. So do your best, Macon Tigers. Everyone at Macon County Healthcare Center is rooting for you.
Looking for a new couch, bed, or table? For over 40 years, Darren Dinger Furniture of Boonville has offered quality furniture at low, affordable prices. Choose from a wide array of sofas, recliners, occasional tables, bedroom, and dining sets from Best Chair, Ashley's, Southern Motion, TEI, and more. They also have a variety of lift chairs in stock. Looking for a new mattress? Check out their line of mattresses from Therapeutic. Visit them on Facebook or at 312 6th Street in Boonville. Open Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 5, Saturday 9 to 4. As always, they offer free local delivery and service after the sale.
Your voice lets him know he's safe. Shelter Insurance does the same for you. Roadside assistance is now included with your auto policy. So if your car leaves you stranded, just call and we'll take care of you while you take care of what's most important. Find an agent at shelterinsurance.com. We're your shield, we're your shelter. Some restrictions apply.
For details, see Shannon Ray, your shelter insurance agent in Macon.
We've seen our first snowfall, but before more flies, now's the time to get a free estimate from Capital Paving and Construction. They are a full-service asphalt and paving company who can work with your schedule and budget. Plus, you can count on quality because their projects range from heavy highway construction to DOT paving to commercial and residential. Get an A Better Business Bureau rated company, Capital Paving and Construction, with several Missouri locations or online at capitalmo.com.
Hey, with this whole new year, new you thing, you can try new items on the menu at the Pantry.
Like what?
Like a cheese tortellini, you know, with the shrimp and the scallops and the crab and whatnot.
Wow, that sounds delicious.
Yeah, it is. Settle down there.
I can't help it. It's a seafood trio and pasta. It's all I can think about.
Try something new at the Pantry Kitchen and Bar in Macon. View their menus online at thepeartreerestaurant.com.
You are listening to The Captain and CentralMoInfo.com. Eric Tuick, Scott Lunte as Boonville leads Macon 25-17 at the half. Clemson's just scored a touchdown in the national semifinal, but had the extra point blocked. So the score is 9-3 in that contest. But in our contest, Kennedy Renfro has three for Boonville. Courtney Kendrick has 4. Jody Bass has 6. Addison Brownfield has 6. And Jamie Lemons has 5. Macon. Kate Hawkins with 4. Sydney Miller has a couple. Kate Richardson has a couple. Lexi Miller has a couple. Lainey Balance has a couple. And Alex Wyatt has 5. So pretty balanced effort on both sides of things. It was tied at 13 before Macon lost the second quarter 12-4, and it really was that latter sequence, you'd have to say, as Macon got overly ambitious with the basketball, quite frankly.
Yeah, no question about that. And a lot of that was just a lot of lateral ball movement, as you alluded to. A lot of east-west passing, and in that 1-2-2 zone, that's about as dangerous as it gets in regards to passing. In regards to that, the only time you can get away with that, I think, and this is just my honest opinion, and for the record, I'm no coach, so
I thought you were.
No, not quite. I didn't go to Syracuse like some people. So with that, it's in your man-to-man situation, you might be able to box someone out and get position on a lateral pass and get a quick turnaround or something of that nature. But in that zone, you're basically throwing right in the fire if you're in your east-west passing. And Macon got a little too aggressive on that front, and that's how we saw all these transitional points that the Boonville Pirates ended up grabbing, and that's why they have a 25-17 lead.
He's Scott Lunte. I'm Eric Duick. As it is 25-17. With Boonville in front. Before we step aside, one final time for the half. Quick thought on the Moberly Warrington girls as you've talked to both coaches.
It'll be an interesting game. It's obviously the first full game without Sid Flood, so it'll be fascinating to see how the Lady Spartans are going to adjust. As she had what we're calling it now is, they believe it is an ACL strain, not a tear, which is certainly good news for Sid. But she's not going to be playing in this game, and she's probably going to be out for a few weeks, you'd have to imagine, with that. But it'll be interesting to see how they want to replicate the scoring. Mary Billington will obviously have a bigger role in that, and then I'll be fascinated to see who's going to be that second or third scorer on top of Billington.
Well, in the first girls' game, it's 25-17 Boonville at the half. The second half starts next on 99.9 and CentralMoinfo.com.
Merry Christmas and happy holidays from your friends at Columbia Orthopedic Group. We are so thankful that our fantastic patients put their trust in us for all of their orthopedic needs. Here's to a happy new year and a very prosperous 2019. When injuries happen or nagging pain persists, give us a call at 573-443-2402. We're online at columbiaorthogroup.com. Season's greetings from all of us here at Columbia Orthopedic Group.
Shopping for tires? Be sure to visit Rick's Service and Tire in Bevier. We have Yokohama, Nitto, Firestone, Hankook, Falcon, Toyo, Goodyear, Mickey Thompson, BF Goodrich, Cooper, and many more. This is Tyler Shoemaker from Rick's Service and Tire in Bevier. I can help you choose the best tire for your vehicle. You can shop on our new website at rickserviceandtire.com and search for your new tires and check our rebates. Visit us at Rick's Service and Tire in Bevier and choose the right tire for your vehicle.
So, what if you're walking out to your car after work today and it's been mashed by a runaway garbage truck? We've got an agent for that. Having your own State Farm agent means having a real person there to help you when things go wrong. So when accidents happen, you've got someone you know who will be there when you need them. Ryan Roebuck in Macon is that State Farm agent. Ryan's got your back when things go wrong. So call Ryan Roebuck in Macon today at 385-5757. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
This winter safety message is brought to you by Sheraton Valley. Don't get caught out in the dark on a cold winter's night without a charged cell phone. Always charge your cell phone before you head out on the road, and always have a car charger with you in the car. Need car charging accessories? Stop into any Sheraton Valley store and get the accessories you need to keep you connected when you need it most. Visit Sheraton Valley online at cvalley.net.
ConAgra Brands, local producer of Banquet frozen foods, takes pride in being a significant part of your mealtime needs. The top-notch people in the Macon area deliver everyday food in extraordinary ways. ConAgra Brands is a proud supporter of Macon and the surrounding communities. ConAgra Brands proudly supports all Macon students and athletes. Good luck, students, in your upcoming games and events from your friends at ConAgra Brands of Macon.
The Board of Directors and staff members of Horizon Credit Union would like to wish you and your family a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. This is Kay, and we want to let you know how much we appreciate your continued business and support. We hope that you are surrounded by friends, family, and many blessings during the holidays and into the new year. And remember, you are always welcome at Horizon Credit Union. Call, click, or visit us in Macon or at Kirksville and at yourhcu.com. 385-8205. Horizon Credit Union and you. Membership makes a difference.
Start of the second half, Macon possession right to left. It lost the second quarter 12-4. Starts the third quarter, though, with a bucket at the hands of Lexi Miller. But anyway, that 12-4 second quarter loss meant an 8-point halftime deficit after a tied first quarter. But now it is 25-19 in favor of Boonville as the Lady Pirates get an offensive rebound and Lemons just follow swishes.
All right, a quick notice there on a halftime adjustment. They're trying to get Lemons a little more in the middle of the paint versus right under the bucket.
Here she defends under the bucket, and we have a foul called on Jalen Schnitzler. That is her first. Schnitzler's a 5'4 senior guard. Hawkins near side, circles, runner off glass, doesn't touch rim, rebound Lemons. And the Columbia College softball commit outlets near side. Near corner Bash. She's got speed, but hands off for Brownfield, who swings Kendrick, who was a first-team all-conference freshman at Prairie Home a year ago. Not a bad transfer to receive as her three up top, halfway down. Follow from Lemons, two more. 29-19, Boonville begins to assert its will with a minute 15 played in the second half. Into the middle, traffic once again. Almost a turnover, but a favorable foul. Not so much the call, but rather favorable in that Macon was off balance and kind of got bailed out there by another foul on Schnitzler. Right side, Richardson steps back. Minute and a half played in the third quarter. 29-19, Boonville. Another near turnover, but it's a jump ball and possession of Boonville, so it does go down as a turnover after all. Boonville, not an overly big team, but what you would say is it has good team size. The wings, with the exception of Schnitzler, all have adequate to good height. As a near side three for Brownfield, back iron, high bounce, and a rebound underneath for Hawkins.
So average.
Right, well, right. But no, what I'm saying is they don't have any giants inside. Mm-hmm. You know, Lemon's pretty standard height, but still a good body inside. But then you've got good wing play, good wing height and length as the jumper misses back iron for Macon and a rebound Boonville. And with them, it's really the length that matters with their transition defense.
Mm-hmm.
Left side, Kendrick launches a three, air balls it, and it's out of bounds baseline to Macon. A 29-19 deficit for Macon. 5:47, third quarter. Near wing, Lexi Miller. Eyes middle. Kick out. Right side catch and shoot three for sister Lexi. Left rim, rebound Lemons, who outlets far side Schnitzler. Now Kendrick scampers into the front court. Flips near side Brownfield, who races inside and draws a blocking foul.
This transition game is starting to wear the Tigerettes down a little bit because you're seeing Boonville get four or five people into the offensive zone, and Macon is probably about a good 2 or 3 seconds of getting the rest of their five in. It's giving Boonville a lot of great looks.
Near side, Lemons cross court. Bass thought about a three, but it's a reset. Near block, Lemons scoops up, then gets two. Lemons has 12. Back court. 31-19 Boonville, its largest lead. It's been the Jamie Lemons show of late. 4:40 to play, third quarter, and a turnover. Brownfield twist, right block, layup, gorgeous. That's big time footwork for a freshman, and it extends Boonville's largest lead, 33-19, 4:25, third quarter. Left block, Miller, reverse layup block, but a foul call.
I get trying to go under the bucket and trying to get yourself an easier shot, but I don't know if I want to be going right at Jamie Lemons trying to get that bucket, Eric. I almost want to just sell for a five-footer there and just pull up and grab the jumper. She got a foul out of it, though.
And made the first free throw. Lexi Miller with five. She's a freshman guard. She had a pretty big shot.
But to me, that just seems like risky business, because if you go in and you don't get contact, then it turns into steal. And Boonville's just going to go the other way, and they haven't been missing these transition buckets.
Miller made both free throws there, middle of the third quarter, 33-21 Boonville. Left side, Bass bombs a three. It's deflected out of bounds. Did they catch the tip? They did. The officials do a good job of Conger. Now, the one ref says he does acknowledge the tip, but it still got deflected again underneath. One ref came in from the far side saying that ball got tipped, which he was correct. It did get tipped on the shot. But his partner said, well, it got touched again underneath. So because of that, it's Macon ball. Tigerettes into the front court out of the Clarence Cannon Conference at Mobley Area Community College. Couple of ball fakes right side. Balance tosses middle, short shot Wyatt. Pack iron, offensive board. No, still loose. And a rebound, Boonville. Lady Pirates into the front court. Brownfield, 2-on-1, hands off, left block, layup, Bass, back iron and out. Offensive board, Eichelberger throws up, left rim. Deflected around. I haven't seen a signal yet, but it must be Boonville ball because they're staying with it. Bass swings far side. Entered middle, Brownfield, kick out. Good ball movement. Near side, Renfro pops it right block. Several resets on the possession. Cross court, Weibel. Hands off left corner. Brownfield off balance runner. Left backboard, rebound Macon.
It's good work opening up the baseline on that left corner. Good charge there by Brownfield.
Right block, wide open, Wyatt capitalizes on the layup.
It's just simply a little bit of an over-pursuit of as Jared Hunsiger calls the timeout. It's a full. We'll do it as well on the captain and centralmoinfo.com.
Well, happy, happy new year from your friends at CNR Markets, the celebration headquarters, with Aquastar shrimp rings only $4.49. Hillshire Little Smokies at $1.99. 2 liters of 7-Up products, 5 for $5. 10-pound value pack, 80% lean ground beef at $1.89 a pound. And fresh, never frozen value pack chicken wings at $1.99 a pound. Check out our Nabisco Buy 5, Save $5 when you get a Nabisco snack cracker for only $1.49. From everyone at CNR Markets, we hope you had a blessed Christmas and a happy new year.
Do you find yourself unable to get to the doctor because your schedule is so hectic? Total Family Healthcare in Macon is making it easier for you to be seen when it works for you. Total Family Healthcare's walk-in clinic is open weekdays from 8:30 to 4. Now you have the opportunity to see a doctor when it suits you at Total Family Healthcare's walk-in clinic in Macon, making it easier for you to take care of yourself. Total Family Healthcare in Macon, online at smhmo.org.
Boonville in front with possession inside 3 minutes to play, third quarter. Done. Left block, Kendrick. Circles, fall away, short crevice of the rim. Rebound, Macon. Richardson crosses over. Macon still in the backcourt, and there's the 10-second call right on cue. 2:28 third quarter, Boonville ball, 33-23, it's lead.
We haven't really talked much about this Boonville press. I've been very impressed with just the way they've been congregating two, three, or four players on one, and it's made life difficult just getting out of the backcourt, with the exception of that one play, which left a tag right wide open underneath. It's been a pretty good defensive clinic here in the second half by Boonville.
The foul underneath on Shelby Petrie. Near corner, wide open three off the inbound, but Boonville can't capitalize off the hands of Renfro. That was definitely a breakdown on the inbound, but it stays with Boonville. Near corner, Renfro again. Shot missed. And a rebound for Macon. Tigerettes in the front court. Pass to the near side, deflected out of bounds, and it stays with Macon. 33-23, Boonville leads, a buck 38 to play in the third quarter. Jared Hunziker, seventh-year head coach for the Lady Pirates, previously the Scotland County head coach. Richardson steps back, pitches to the far corner. Now a reset up top with Milburn. She can get hot from three, but she hasn't been overly active today. Right side, Richardson pops it middle. Kick out. And a right side jump shot. Richardson too strong. Loose near side, stays with Macon. And a foul call. That's on Kennedy Renfro. Milburn passes right side. It's loose and another whistle. That is on Kendrick. Minute 09 to play in the third quarter. Into the middle, Hawkins short shot off glass, rolls out left, and a rebound for Boonville. Lady Pirates into the front court. Left side, and a foul call. That's on Richardson. Up top, Boonville possession inside a minute, third quarter and up 10. Do they hold for one? Right block, fall away. Kendrick, not even close, out of bounds baseline, and possession to Macon. ...45 seconds, third quarter. Macon looks to cut this to single digits, down 33-23, and a feisty, defensive-minded affair. A lot of contact, far side, turnover. Schnitzler, one-on-one, stops, passes near wing. A three for Brownfield, rolls in.
A little surprised no foul got called there. I guess she must have tipped it.
Yeah, you know, that one was kind of out of control. Kendrick got a hand on it. I like the no call there. Another turnover, two-on-one. Right block wide, but layup too high off the window. Rebound Macon. 12 seconds, third quarter. Right block, Hawkins layup front rim. Tipped around, Lemons rebounds with 6-5. Boonville ball, Schnitzler with 3 in the third quarter. Kendrick with 1. Passes near side, no shot. 36-23, Boonville leads after 3. You're listening to 99.9 KIRK Macon and CentralMoInfo.com.
Tigers! Macon R1 School is on the fast track to success and united as a whole, school, students, and community-wide. Macon R1 strives for continuous improvement and takes pride in their accomplishments from top to bottom, whether it be in the classroom or on the field. Macon R1 School has great things happening all the time, always taking pride in giving their best. To find out more about the roar happening at Macon R1 School, visit their website at macon.k12.mo.us or check them out on Facebook.
Macon Tigers!
Many of you have allowed us to help you create a better life for your family, and that's what it's all about. As we think back over another year, the best gift we could have ever hoped for is the one you've already given, your belief in us. As you enjoy this special time of year, please remember, your friendship has been one of our greatest gifts of all. In return, we will do everything we can to help you create your best years yet. Thank you. From First State Community Bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Boonville's advantage. Start of the fourth quarter. You kind of just see Boonville's process just start to wear on teams throughout this game and start forcing turnovers and scoring in transition.
Yeah, they've been managing, able to establish the tempo right from the start. And Macon was keeping up there, especially in the start of the game. But you can just tell that it's worn down on this young Macon team a little bit. And I thought something that was really impressive that when we did Moberly Harrisburg last week and on the boys' side, and I think this is so true for the Macon Tigerette girls. Kyle Fisher, as they tried to go for a layup, said the big thing that the Harrisburg boys need to work on is working on making the little plays, as they're going to call a travel call on Boonville, work on the little plays while you're fatigued. That was the one thing that really stood out when we talked to him during that post game a couple weeks ago, the little details of being in position, getting a hand in, and things like that. That's the one thing that really stood out that I think from the Tigerette standpoint, I think that's their next step. If they can do that, they'll be able to be very competitive and probably win some more ball games.
Turnover, Boonville ball, left side, Schnitzler. Passes left wing. Boonville will likely be patient here. They're, I wouldn't say an overly veteran group, but they're used to being in front. Let's put it that way. Pass near corner. Pitches right block. Layup Kendrick tipped around. Loose. Offensive board. Bass has it. It stays Boonville. Left side. Eichelberger goes cross. Court Kendrick, great job to keep it in bounds, but it's still turned over.
They can get a little comfortable if you're the Lady Pirates, but you don't want to get too comfortable from that point because the Tigerettes can score very quickly if they get a little too comfortable.
And right on cue, great ball movement leads to a Sydney Miller bucket for Macon.
Essentially, point being, they still need to keep playing.
And Kendrick, short shot, back iron, rebound Macon. 36-25, Boonville in front, 2 minutes played in the fourth. Pass middle, tip, dead, taken again. Bass, Gale accelerates, left block, layup, finishes. And Bass is quick. She's perfect for what Boonville does with that speed to go end to end off of turnovers. Near wing, Milburn, and a timeout for Ben Sonheimer and the Macon Tigerettes. 5:39, fourth quarter, 38-25, Boonville leads. You're listening to 99.9 and CentralMoInfo.com.
To visit Rick's Service and Tire in Bevere, we have Yokohama, Nitto, Firestone, Hankook, Falcon, Toyo, Goodyear, Mickey Thompson, BF Goodrich, Cooper, and many more. This is Tyler Shoemaker from Rick's Service and Tire in Bevere. I can help you choose the best tire for your vehicle. You can shop on our new website at rickserviceandtire.com and search for your new tires and check our rebates. Visit us at Rick's Service and Tire in Bevere and choose the right tire for your vehicle.
Conagra Brands, local producer of Banquet frozen foods, takes pride in being a significant part of your mealtime needs. The top-notch people in the Macon area deliver everyday food in extraordinary ways. Conagra Brands is a proud supporter of Macon and the surrounding communities. Conagra Brands proudly supports all Macon students and athletes. Good luck, students, in your upcoming games and events from your friends at Conagra Brands of Macon.
.539, fourth quarter, 38-25 is the advantage for Boonville, making ball. Milburn catch and shoot three, near side, too strong, rebound Kendrick. Outlet, Brownfield, plucks it, dribbles left side, stops, reset up top. Renfro rolls it near wing. Kendrick slows for the Lady Pirates. Lemons post doesn't get it. Renfro in the middle. Lob too high, but a blocking foul underneath, as they say. Wyatt warded out Lemons from that spot on the near block. That's 14 fouls on Macon, 6 on Boonville. Near side, Lemons. Swing up top, Renfro. Lemons left block, spins, layup, and a foul called. Shots ahead. That is the third on Wyatt. Lemons' first free throw true. Lemons has 13. Her second off right, and a rebound for Macon. 39-25, Boonville in front. Far side, Lexi Miller. Stops up top, hands off. Reset. Jared Hunziker barking some signals to the Boonville defense. Near side three, Milburn, high arc, too strong, offensive board. Another opportunity. Right side three for the freshman, Lexi Miller, left rim. Rebound, Boonville.
You almost have no choice but to take those threes if you're the Tigerettes. It's good defense on the inside by Boonville.
Behind the back dribble. Brownfield into contact and a blocking foul called. That is four on Wyatt, three in the span of probably a minute or so. The clock is errantly running right now. Now it stopped. Nope. Up.
And they probably lost about six seconds.
No,
looks like they got.
I think it was actually about 15. I was watching the whole time. It was at least 15 seconds.
So 3:55, you think?
No, I think it's
4:05.
Should
be more.
Now they're looking back to me.
I think you might have just made an executive decision, Mr. Buick. I know radio has some power over games and stuff. We're not that powerful, but.
I think I'm telling you it was more than four for sure. I'm positive.
I'm going to be impressed if you're
close. 4:02, I was close.
You're close. It's about 3 seconds. Not too bad.
And we get another free throw from Brownfield.
That honestly would have been remarkable. They just went with what you said.
I am kind of like a sorcerer, you know. Tip pass in the middle. Boonville ball on the turnover. Bobbled baseline, Bass can't save it, inbounds possession to make it. .345 to play. Right side, Miller drives, too strong on a layup attempt. She's got free throws coming up. Boonville, And that is the fourth on Brown Field. First free throw for Miller, front rim back, rim and off. Miller, just a freshman, she tied the Moberly game on a three with 43 seconds left. And Macon proceeded to win that in overtime. Brownfield fires left block, layup, Lemons true. Fourth quarter. 43-26 Boonville. Continuing to add on. It's loose far side. Near side three, Milburn may have been deflected. Right rim, rebound, Lemons. Outlet near side, Weibel, who finds a wide open pass. Left block, Lamb scores.
Pirates just staying ahead of all. They're almost one step ahead. With virtually every play, it's been impressive. Almost a 20-point lead now.
Runner in the middle, Richardson short. Rebound Boonville. 45-26, Lady Pirates with the ball in the front court. Bounce pass middle, Lemons. Stripped from behind. Not sure Lemons really even corralled that. I think that one was taken more so in flight. And is making in the front court. 2:25 to play. Right elbow jump shot. Bricked. And a rebound for Boonville. 2:15 fourth quarter. Boonville up 45-26. And a sloppy turnover here. Out of bounds. No, it's a foul, pardon me. On the loose ball. Bit of a sloppy sequence there. And we have free throws the other way because of it. That was Bass on the loose ball foul. To 12 fourth quarter. Boonville up next. We'll visit Clinton on the third. Macon gets going with the Marceline tournament as the 1-1 free throws missed.
Yeah, Marceline tournament next Friday and Saturday.
We will. That's another tournament that's downsized this year as Boonville calls a timeout. They've had some departures. We'll take the timeout too. 2 minutes to play, fourth quarter. 45-26. Boonville leads on Kirk.
Double-digit pay raises are history. Now money's a lot harder to get a hold of and even harder to hang on to. That's why State Farm agent Ryan Roebuck in Macon would like to offer you a free discount double-check TM. He'll go through your car insurance policy to make sure you're getting the discount you deserve and aren't leaving any money on the table. So call State Farm agent Ryan Roebuck in Macon today, because being there to help you keep more of your money in your pocket is why he's here. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Discounts may vary state to state.
Well, happy, happy new year from your friends at CNR Markets, the celebration headquarters, with Aquastar shrimp rings only $4.49, Hillshire Little Smokies at $1.99, 2 liters of 7-Up products, 5 for $5, 10-pound value pack, 80% lean ground beef at $1.89 a pound, and fresh, never-frozen value pack chicken wings at $1.99 a pound. Check out our Nabisco Buy 5, Save $5 when you get a Nabisco snack cracker for only $1.49. From everyone at CNR Markets, we hope you had a blessed Christmas and a happy new year.
With a just reduced pricing from John Deere, you can now get more for less with Seidenstricker by your side. Get a new Deere for the new year for less with a John Deere 1023E tractor, just reduced to $8,599 and nothing down with 0% for 60 months. And for work or play, get a RSX 860M Gator utility vehicle for just $11,995. Visit any Seidenstricker location or Seidenstrickers.com.
Offer ends 1/31/2019. Some exclusions apply. See dealer for details.
We had a Katie Richardson layup, so it is 45-28, Boonville, minute 14 to go.
Thanks to more sponsors here really quick. Sheraton Valley, keeping you connected. Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia, Samaritan Hospital, where patients are the priority. Moberly Area Community College in Moberly, Macon, Kirksville, Hannibal, Mexico, Columbia, and online. Capital Paving and Construction, check them out online at capitalmo.com. And Seidenstricker, your partner in growing a better tomorrow. 60 seconds away, Eric, and Boonville's going to go 7-2 on the year.
8-2, actually.
8-2.
Yep, they beat Moberly on the 13th, and that was their seventh win. Now they are up to 8 wins, and they'll visit Clinton, and Macon will fall to 6-4 ahead of the upcoming aforementioned Marceline tournament. Inside, a minute to go. 45-28 Boonville. Renfro left side. Scoops left corner. Pass up top. Left wing Eichelberger. Side arms it near side Renfro. Pops it right block. Lauren Luscombe for Boonville as the Lady Pirates have emptied the bench. Play some keep away here. Out of bounds near side. Stays with Boonville. Boonville finished 7-18 in Jared Hunziker's first season. The Lady Pirates are 129-23 in these 6 years since. That does count today, as we have a foul, and that will mean some free throws. It's all academic at this point. State quarterfinalists in 16, third place at 30-1 in 2015. Boonville won 4 straight district titles before last season's district championship loss. Free throw misses, Macon rebounds. 10 seconds, fourth quarter, 45-28 Boonville. Near corner, Milburn. Rifles deep near wing. Time for one shot, but a turnover instead. And ball game, 45-28. Boonville takes it in the first game of our coverage of the Pete Sport and Spine Holiday Shootout. We'll step aside, wrap it all up next on 99.9 and CentralMoInfo.com.
Merry Christmas and happy holidays from your friends at Columbia Orthopedic Group. We are so thankful that our fantastic patients put their trust in us for all of their orthopedic needs. Here's to a happy new year and a very prosperous 2019. When injuries happen or nagging pain persists, give us a call at 573-443-2402. We're online at ColumbiaOrthoGroup.com. Season's greetings from all of us here at Columbia Orthopedic Group.
Today, your bank is with you wherever you go, around town, out of state, or anywhere in the world. As long as you have your phone or tablet and the Macon Atlanta app, this is Andy Bush. Our app allows you to check balances on all your accounts, deposit a check, do bank-to-bank and account-to-account transfers, bill payments, person-to-person payments, set up reoccurring payments, receive text alerts, and a whole lot more. Want more information? Just ask. It all happens here at Macon Atlanta State Bank in Macon and Monroe City. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
We've seen our first snowfall, but before more flies, now's the time to get a free estimate from Capital Paving and Construction. They are a full-service asphalt and paving company who can work with your schedule and budget. Plus, you can count on quality because their projects range from heavy highway construction to DOT paving to commercial and residential. Get an A Better Business Bureau rated company, Capital Paving and Construction, with several Missouri locations or online at capitalmo.com.
Tigers!
Macon R1 School is on the fast track to success and united as a whole. School, students, and community-wide. Macon R1 strives for continuous improvement and takes pride in their accomplishments from top to bottom, whether it be in the classroom or on the field. Macon R1 School has great things happening all the time, always taking pride in giving their best. To find out more about the roar happening at Macon R1 School, visit their website at macon.k12.mo.us or check them out on Facebook.
Macon Tigers!
Your voice lets them know he's safe. Shelter Insurance does the same for you. Roadside assistance is now included with your auto policy. So if your car leaves you stranded, just call and we'll take care of you while you take care of what's most important. Find an agent at shelterinsurance.com. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Some restrictions apply.
For details, see Shannon Ray, your shelter insurance agent in Macon.
Tax season is almost here. World Finance invites you to meet with their tax professionals at one of their 77 locations across Missouri to prepare and file your returns. you could walk out the same day with a refund advance loan up to $5,000 at 0% interest. Stop by or go online at worldfilestaxes.com to schedule an appointment. The 0% interest refund advance loan is exclusive to World Finance Tax refund customers and is offered to qualified individuals with no fees or interest in connection with the product. Tax filing through World Finance is required to qualify.
We're back on 99.9 The Captain, CentralMoInfo.com. Kennedy Renfro had three for Boonville. Courtney Kendrick had four. Jody Bass had 10. Addison Brownfield had 13. Jamie Lemons had 15 for Macon. Kate Hawkins with four. Sydney Miller with four. Katie Richardson with four. Lexi Miller with seven. Lainey Balance with two. And Alex Wyatt with seven. Scott will track down Jared Hunziker, who's back into the gym. We'll talk to him post-game here on 99.9 The Captain, CentralMoInfo.com, for a couple of moments. The Outstanding Player of the Game is brought to you by Farmers Insurance, the Jeff Freeman Agency in Moberly, for all your insurance needs, auto, home, life. We'll go with Jamie Lemons. I just thought she took that game over in the second quarter and in the third quarter. Hard not to give her credit for that. 15 points. She did a good job defending in the post. Realistically had a wealth of rebounds as well. So she is our player of the game on 99.9 CentralMoInfo.com. Jared Hunziker is on his way over. We'll be back in 60 seconds on The Captain and CentralMoInfo.com.
The Board of Directors and staff members of Horizon Credit Union would like to wish you and your family a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. This is Kay, and we want to let you know how much we appreciate your continued business and support. We hope that you are surrounded by friends, family, and many blessings during the holidays and into the new year. And remember, you are always welcome at Horizon Credit Union. Call, click, or visit us in Macon or at Kirksville and at yourhcu.com. 385-8205. Horizon Credit Union and you. Membership makes a difference.
Greatness. It's not born of coincidence. It's not a product of luck. It's forged through dedication, drills, and the acquisition of new skills. Wanting won't get you there, but sweat equity just might.
Sheraton Valley, your complete communications provider, proudly supports all area school activities. Sheraton Valley wishes you the best of luck this season. See how we are keeping you connected at cvalley.net.
We're back on 99.9 The Captain, CentralMoInfo.com. Eric Duick joined by Jared Hunziker after a 45-28 victory for the Boonville Lady Pirates against the Macon Tigerettes. Tied at 13 after a quarter. What changed for your girls in the second quarter as far as turning transition stops into points?
Yeah, when we're struggling offensively, that's what we talk about, is we got to start doing some stuff with our defense, get those easy baskets, and you can tell we were rusty, especially on defensively. I was pretty pleased. We only gave up 20-some points, 17 and a half, 11 in the second half, but we haven't played since the Moberly game here 2.5 weeks ago almost, so I was pretty pleased defensively. Offensively, we just struggled, but it was kind of nice that we being tied 13-13, and we just kind of ended the second quarter with some nice stops and some easy points to kind of give us a little bit of a cushion there at halftime. We could work with that the second half.
Understandably, it's nothing new for you and the girls, but what was clicking for Jamie Lemons inside? Just so many buckets from the right block, it seemed.
Yeah, I mean, Macon did a good job of doubling, on her. Most teams we played take a good job of sagging a little bit, so just kind of being patient and kind of getting big on the block, and when things happen and she's got something, something open, taking advantage of. If not, trying to kick it back out. And we try to tell her to make sure you keep that ball up high, because when she brought it down, the scrappy guards from Macon would take and get a kind of dig on it and rake on it a little bit and cause some problems. But, she's our focal point down low. And when you're struggling to shoot from the perimeter, being rusty, you got to get something going either off the defense or maybe start getting some with our high percentage shooting on the block with her.
Jared Hunziker with his postgame 45-28 victory for Boonville against Macon. I guess you could either say we've already had the midway point of the season or that this is kind of the midway point of the season. How would you evaluate where you and the girls are overall right now after graduating a couple of first-team all-conference performers?
Oh, for being young, I mean, we're 8-2, doing a pretty good job. We know the bulk of our schedule, you know, in the past it was always the NCMC, so we knew we were going to take when you've won it for five times, not to be overconfident or anything, but we knew we were going to win some games coming up, and with the Tri-County, we know we have to be playing our best basketball because, with the Blair Oaks and the Californias and Osages and Southern Boone improving, you bring your A game every night or it's going to be a long evening. So it's kind of where we've had some disappointing losses, the two losses, but overall, pretty pleased. I'm just waiting for that game, that breakout game, where we just taken knocked down a lot of shots. We're just kind of struggling from the shooting right now.
So you have two key young pieces. You've got Courtney Kendrick, who's first year as far as your program's mm-hmm. concerned, second year overall, and all-conference first year for her, in fact. Mm-hmm. And then you've got Brownfield, who's your leading scorer. What strides have you seen from those two underclassmen from game to game in the early portion of the season?
Just maturity a little bit. Just getting that experience of being a freshman, with Courtney, it's, last year playing at the class one to, level, and now you're playing class four against a lot of class three, class four teams, every so often class five, so it's a little bit different competition. So it's just kind of, with them, is I think 10 games in, they feel they know where they're at amongst the team, what their role is and what we need from them. Is now it's just, like Courtney and I kind of struggled a little bit finishing around the basket, just kind of building that confidence and kind of having her and Addie every night, getting us 10 to 15 points. And Courtney's a double-double girl. I mean, she hits the boards hard, and it's just getting her confidence on the offense part going.
He is Jared Hunziker, the Boonville Lady Pirates head coach. We appreciate your time post-game. Congratulations on the win. We'll see you down the road.
Hey, thank you. Appreciate it.
That is Jared Hunziker of the Boonville Lady Pirates, kind enough to join us post-game after a 45-28 victory for Boonville. As up next, it is the Boonville and Macon boys. You're listening to 99.9 and CentralMoInfo.com.
MizzouMac offers you the best of both worlds. MizzouMac is a co-enrollment program that ensures acceptance to the University of Missouri. Experience everything university student life has to offer while enjoying the massive tuition savings of MACC. Capitalize on your A+ program by using it toward your MizzouMac education. This just might be the smartest way to become a Tiger. Stop waiting and emerge as a MizzouMac student today. MACC, the college for you.
Macon Healthcare Center in Macon is a proud supporter for the Macon Tigers. Not only is their center dedicated to the individual, their partners are committed to the community to which they belong. Throughout the year, they sponsor various activities to give back to the folks in their community and their extended families. When everyone is doing their job with excellence, then great things happen. So do your best, Macon Tigers. Everyone at Macon County Healthcare Center is rooting for you.
Many of you have allowed us to help you create a better life for your family. And that's what it's all about. As we think back over another year, the best gift we could have ever hoped for is the one you've already given, your belief in us. As you enjoy this special time of year, please remember, your friendship has been one of our greatest gifts of all. In return, we will do everything we can to help you create your best years yet. Thank you from First State Community Bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Our bodies go through a lot in one lifetime. Wounds, burns, failed skin grafts, crush injuries, gangrene, radiation injury, brain abscess, carbon monoxide poisoning, air embolism, decompression sickness, compartment syndrome, retinal artery occlusion, sudden sense of neural hearing loss. Breathe in and allow the healing to begin.
The Wound Healing Center at Samaritan Hospital offers therapy that heals your wounds from the inside out. If you have a wound that is not healed in 4 weeks, ask your doctor if hyperbaric oxygen therapy would benefit you. Visit smhmo.org.
Hey, with this whole new year, new you thing, you can try new items on the menu at the Pear Tree.
Like what?
Like a cheese tortellini, you know, with the shrimp and the scallops and the crab and whatnot.
Wow, that sounds delicious.
Yeah, it is. Settle down there.
I can't help it. It's a seafood trio on pasta. It's all I can think about.
Try something new at the Pear Tree Kitchen and Bar in Macon. View their menus online at thepeartreerestaurant.com.
Looking for a new couch, bed, or table? For over 40 years, Darren Dinger Furniture of Boonville has offered quality furniture at low, affordable prices. Choose from a wide array of sofas, recliners, occasional tables, bedroom, and dining sets from Best Chair, Ashley, Southern Motion, TEI, and more. They also have a variety of lift chairs in stock. Looking for a new mattress? Check out their line of mattresses from Therapeutic. Visit them on Facebook or at 312 6th Street in Boonville. Open Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 5, Saturday, 9 to 4. As always, they offer free local delivery and service after the sale.
Boonville, who collected that win. This is a good test for both of these two teams. The Macon Tigers, 3-5, coming into tonight's contest as they're looking for a win.